Will you open your Bibles with me, please, today to the book of Joshua, chapter 14. As you open your Bibles to that portion of the Word of God, may I remind you that in our last discussion, we related the story that we're going to find in Joshua chapter 14 and the continued sequels to the story through the 19th chapter to a number of New Testament passages of Scripture. One of those New Testament passages of Scripture was the first epistle of Peter, where Peter discusses for us our inheritance. And one of the things that Peter said concerning our inheritance was that it was reserved in heaven for us. We suggested to you that that is the best way to describe what you find in Joshua 14 in verses 6 through 9, and we would emphasize that again. Let us look at those verses. In verse 6, the children of Judah came unto Joshua for the purpose of receiving the inheritance that God had allotted to them. But Caleb, and you understand we're not reading now, we're surveying these verses. Caleb, in verse 6, came to Joshua and said, "Joshua, I'm here to remind you of what God told me and told you about 45 years ago." In verse 7, he had said, "40 years old was I when I, under the command of Moses, went into the land to spy out the land, and I brought the word again as it was in my heart." Notice that. "I didn't look only at what I saw," said Caleb. "I gave my testimony on the basis of what was in my heart." But in verse 8, "the brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I didn't go along with the crowd. I wholly followed the Lord my God." And in verse 9, Moses, speaking for God, swear on that day, saying, "Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God." What was it God said? "Joshua, I am reserving for Caleb an inheritance because," now notice this, "he wholly followed me." He wholly followed me. Will you turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Numbers, chapter 14, because there is another way of expressing this business of wholly following the Lord. I dare say that most of us would love to. If I were to ask you individually, don't you want to wholly follow the Lord? Don't you want to do, as Paul said, "whatever you do, do heartily unto the Lord"? Now, I'm not suggesting you do it. As a matter of fact, I don't know how many of us that do wholly follow the Lord. So many of us have our reservations. How do you wholly follow the Lord? Well, I think a suggestion can be made for us in chapter 14 of the book of Numbers, verse 14, because God described how it was that Caleb wholly followed the Lord. In Numbers 14, verse 24, "But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it." God said, not only because he followed me fully will I give him this inheritance, but because he had another spirit in him, another spirit that was different from his friends. 12 men went up into the land. 10 came down with hearts that were melting, a spirit of fear. Particularly this one man, Caleb, had a different spirit in him. And because he had a different spirit in him, God reserved for him an inheritance and reserved him for the inheritance. Let's go back to Joshua now, in the 14th chapter, as I suggest to you the kind of spirit that Joshua had. What was this other kind of spirit? Well, the first thing that is brought to my mind as I glance at this passage here in the book of Numbers, chapter 13, a moment before we do go back to the book of Joshua, is the spirit of courage. The book of Numbers, chapter 13, you'll notice, please, on verse 30, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for for we are well able to overcome it. Notice, he didn't say we are able to overcome it. He said, we've got power and to spare to overcome this land. This was indeed a spirit of courage. The Israelites, that other ten, that is, saw the land with giants. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. But Caleb, looking with the eye of faith, saw the land filled with grasshoppers and themselves as giants. It's amazing how faith inverts things. If you walk by sight, every opposition that you have will be giant-like, while you are grasshopper-like. But if you will walk by faith, your opposition will be grasshopper-like, and you will be giant-like. So I say that this spirit which Caleb had was the spirit of courage. And if you and I are to enjoy that possession which Christ has for us, we are going to have to manifest this spirit of courage when we face the giants. Now, I would like for you to notice the 8th verse of Numbers chapter 14. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Now, we need to pay close attention to the ifs in this chapter. Some of the ifs are the ifs of doubt. Some of them are the ifs of assurance. There are more of the latter than the former, and this particular one is the if of assurance. And so I say that this different kind of spirit which rested in the heart of Caleb was not only a spirit of courage, but a spirit of confidence. For he said, remember, in Numbers 14:8, if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. The Lord does delight in us. How can he help but give us the desires of our hearts? How can he, my friend? Because the Word of God says, delight thy soul also in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of thy heart. How can he do other than that? I want to remind you now that he may not give you them tomorrow. Oh, it would be good if he did. It would make things a little easier, wouldn't it? But I don't know that there would be much of a challenge if he did. I don't want to tell you, because it might be more than you could stand to say, that you might, like Caleb, have to wait 45 years. I don't know whether we will be here 45 years from now. So I'm not speaking literally when I say you might have to wait 45 years, but I'm saying to you that you may have to wait longer than you want to wait, but to do so with a spirit of confidence, knowing that the Lord your God will give you the desires of your heart. Now, if you will look at verse 24 of the Numbers chapter 14, you will notice the words, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. And for want of a better way of expressing this truth, I'm going to suggest that we call this the spirit of consecration. He wholly followed the Lord. With this spirit of consecration, this other spirit, as God said, different from what the other people had, God was able to reserve for Caleb an inheritance in the land. I want to suggest to you, my friend, that this is exactly what the Spirit of God said in the New Testament. There is an inheritance reserved for you. Again, I emphasize, don't limit your thinking to what's going to happen after you die and get to heaven. Recognize that we are living in the present. And living in the present, we need something for today. So not only was the inheritance reserved for Caleb, but as we learned in the New Testament, Caleb was preserved for the inheritance. You know, God might have a blessing for you, but if you die before you get it, it's not going to do you much good, is it? Well, mark what I tell you. If God has a plan for you, He will not only keep the inheritance, but He will keep you for it. I wish we could remember that in our everyday living. What a difference it would make. But I wonder, just how did God preserve Caleb for the inheritance? Well, that is suggested in the book of Joshua, chapter 14, verses 10 and 11, when Caleb said, "And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old." 85. A ripe old age, isn't it? "And yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in." Now, friend, if I found this anywhere but in the Word of God, I could not believe it. I just could not believe it. But I find it in the Word of God, so I do believe it. What this passage of Scripture says is that Caleb had as much vigor and strength at 85 as he had at 40. Now, in the flesh, that's pretty difficult to believe, isn't it? Of course, there are individuals who may give testimonies like that in a degree, but it certainly is the unusual. And I think that when God was recording this about Joshua, He was emphasizing that God did not only reserve the inheritance for Caleb, He preserved Caleb for the inheritance. And as we proceed to examine the Scripture, we're going to notice a threefold way in which He preserved Caleb for that inheritance. Perhaps it would be helpful if you read on, because it seems our time to bring our studies to a conclusion comes almost before we get started. Perhaps if you would read on in the 14th chapter, on through the 19th chapter, you could discover some of these ways that God preserved Caleb for the inheritance. But in our next broadcast, we'll resume our discussion, and it will be interesting to see if you see the same thing that I do in the Word. The Word will speak to our hearts if we give it the opportunity, and I hope you will today.